We're in Siman Tov Nun, we're up to Siv Dalid, and we will be doing Dalid and He. So, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yisrael Shohayel al Tanur v'yofa b'ene Yehudi chametz v'pesach. A Jew owns an oven, a non-Jew comes in on Pesach, uses it to bake chametz in, whether with or without permission. Afilu mos asol b'kabel b'schoro, you cannot accept as payment for his use of your oven money, davalei mistakar b'yisurei hanah. Because it's considered doing business with Isurei Hanovim, Kibel Kfar Hamos, Mutala Anispen. But if you already have the money, you're allowed to make use of it. Now, many Achron in the Mishtabura says hold that this is an Isur Drabanon, of just taking profit from Isurei Hanov. And the Makilim would hold that what we're talking about is Dafke in a case where the general minhag was that people would pay with loaves of bread. So it says, if you kona those loaves of bread, and the money you're getting is in place of the loaves of bread. Now, what makes this more severe than the previous sifim is the fact that over here the oven is owned solely by a Jew. There is no partnership whatsoever. Now, if the non-Jew bakes in it and gives you bread in return, certainly that you're not allowed to accept, because since that is the norm, we say that the oven was zoche it for you, it became yours. Sif hei. There are those who are matir lending out your oven al menas that it's going to be used for non-chametz. The im yefa bo chametz ein zakek lo. If he then goes ahead and uses it for chametz, you have nothing to do with it. Hagavich emutol ask lo bayis lo derbav al pishamachlis bo achaka chametz shari. There's no isser in renting an apartment to a non-Jew, even though he brings chametz in on Pesach. Now, in a case where you gain nothing from the fact that the non-Jew baked in it, the halachi, for example, that he pays a certain amount every month to be able to use your oven. The halachi is that you're not considered getting hanah, because even if it would sit idly, he would be paying you for it. In such a case, you must nevertheless tell him that you don't want him using it for chametz. Because if you tell him to use it for chametz, it's as if you rented it out for the sake of him using it for chametz. The same thing with regard to the apartment. While the Ramah said that you're allowed to rent your apartment out to a non-Jew, even though he uses the apartment with chametz, that's only if you don't tell him straight out, or he doesn't tell you straight out that it's being used for the sake of storing chametz. Because otherwise you're doing business with Isurei Hanah. Some are matir before Pesach, and some hold that even 30 days, some are matir if it's right before, some hold that it's got to be only within 30 days of Pesach. Rent it out to a non-Jew for the sake of using it, for the sake of chametz, there it would not be a problem. It would only be when it's really close to Pesach, but before then you don't have to worry about it.